Support for WPR comes from the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art, an independent organization dedicated to creating experiences that educate, reflect, and inspire. More is at mmoca.org.
Support for WPR comes from Rutabaga Paddle Sports, offering kayaks, canoes, and outdoor equipment for anyone wanting to experience the natural beauty of Wisconsin water. 2620 Rimrock Road in Madison or rutabagashop.com.
On July 22, 2006, at Mount Moriah Church in Como, Mississippi, something special happened. It was an afternoon of gospel singing. No guitar plucking, no pretty piano playing, just voices. Black voices. See, folks in Como, Mississippi believe that God's word is anointed, meaning that the more you say it or sing it, the more blessings are bestowed upon those who hear it. That's why they sing gospel music. One of the singers, Irene Stevenson, said, "It felt like real religion in there that afternoon." Michael Riley was there that day as well, but he wasn't singing. He was recording the music. But that wasn't the only thing that made him out of place. He was white. He was young. He was from New York City. He wasn't even a believer. Well, not yet. Riley told Steve Paulson how he came across the black gospel music of Como, Mississippi.
Me and a couple of friends took a road trip. We started here from New York, and we're all from Texas, so we were sort of in a roundabout way headed to Texas, and we wanted to stop in several places along our way. And these guys are filmmakers, and so we wanted to kind of shoot what amounted to kind of like a buddy film, I guess, a buddy documentary, and flesh it out with musical performances, try and find local musicians to sit down and talk to and get stories from and ideally get songs from and record them. So we stopped in Tennessee and a couple other places and then ended up in Como, actually, hoping to record somebody else, some kids, actually, that were making kind of weird country hip-hop. And we were waiting for them to get off of school because they're 17, 18-year-old kids, and they hadn't gotten off of school yet. So we were speaking to their moms and aunts and got into it. And, you know, those ladies said that they had been singing forever. And so we asked them kind of on a whim after we had interviewed them for a while if they'd sing for us. And they were really willing to do that. And it just absolutely blew me away. And the ladies who were singing were the Como Mamas. So it just gave me a chill down my spine, and I knew right there that I had to come back and do a proper audio recording of it.
His name is Jesus.
Jesus.
And he lives up above.
Up above.
And if you want to know him,
know him.
I like to recommend him
to you.
And he'll be your friend.
How did you actually get people to come out from this town to record with you?
I had already kind of established a good relationship with the Como Mamas, and it's a small town, so, you know, they know just about everybody in the town. And I was talking with Della, who's one of the Como Mamas, and she kind of put out the word herself, and then we also put an ad in a local paper, or several local papers, I think, and maybe there might have even been a couple of shout-outs on the radio as far as what we wanted to do. And up until an hour before, or literally up until I drove up to the church parking lot, I didn't know who was going to show up, if anybody. It was just kind of a leap of faith to just hope that it was going to work out, and it did.
Just a little talk with Jesus, just a little talk will make it all right.
All right.
Just a little talk with Jesus, just a little talk will make it all right.
All right.
You can go down on your knee, ask the Lord, have mercy please, have just a little.
Just a little talk with Jesus will make it all right.
So what happened when you arrived at Mount Moriah Church on July 22nd, 2006? What did you see?
Well, I saw an empty parking lot, which was disturbing at first. But, you know, then the Como Mamas came, and a good friend of theirs, Mary Moore, came, and it was just us for a while. And then, you know, just shortly afterwards, in a matter of, you know, 15, 30 minutes, several other cars came up, and they were full of people I'd never seen or heard of before, as well as Brother and Sister Walker, the old Walker couple that's on the record. And I had heard about them from Della for a long time, and she said, you know, they're skeptical, they're suspicious, and they're also old. They don't know what they think about it, whether they'll ever show up. But they were kind of always a holy grail of sorts to get to record. And
you did get them to sing eventually. How did that happen?
These people that I know in Como love to hear, like everybody in the whole town loves to hear these two people sing, Brother and Sister Walker. They're legends even within their own community. And so I think in a lot of ways, just everyone there knew that they had an opportunity to hear these legends sing totally unaccompanied, and everybody wanted to hear it.
So they were saying, Brother Walker, Sister Walker, you go up. You get up there and start singing?
Yeah. Yeah. Just, you know, just kind of gentle prods, like, nah, go ahead. And they got up and sang. And, you know, Brother Raymond Walker is a really, really, really intense guy. He would kind of look me dead in the eye and not say anything and not gesture or do anything. He'd just kind of look us dead in the eye like he was trying to ascertain whether our hearts were pure on this or not, you know. I mean, that's what we read into it. But he's really intense, really, really intense guy.
Oh, Lord, will you help me to carry on? Sometimes I wake at midnight, my pillow wet with tears.
Now, this is Jesus music. This is salvation gospel music.
It is.
I have to ask, do you believe in Jesus?
I don't believe in Jesus in the way that they do. You know, I believe in the historical Jesus. But I guess I'm considerably more spiritual than I was before I ever went to Como. And I guess I don't know exactly what that means, but I know that I had a pretty, what amounts to, and I've tried to explain it away several times, but what it is a kind of a religious experience by visiting these people and listening to the music. When I would record their music, I just kind of have a sort of out-of-body experience. I wanted to think it was amazing, brilliant stuff, but then I got nervous about that, so I kind of had this weird sort of out-of-body experience as I was recording them, and then at nights in the hotel room, I'd review it and just go off into another world. But
did you feel like you were touched by God in some way?
Touched by God. I felt like I was in the presence of God, for sure. Like I was being granted the opportunity to be in the same room with him. And it was on a provisional basis. Like, don't mess this up or else you won't ever see him again.
Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the highest praise. Hallelujah. We glorify you right now. We magnify you, Lord. Somebody missed a blessing by not coming out today, Lord. But you know, Lord, who you want to be here today, Lord. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord. And all we know is done. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you right now. This is all blessings. I pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen and thank God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
The last song on your CD, Come On Now, is called Somebody Here Needs You, Lord, which is an invitation for non-believers to accept Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I wonder what that was like for you when you heard that song.
I tend to, in situations like these, and actually most of the time when I listen to music, I listen first for the sounds and the harmonies and just literally the vibrations and the sounds before I hear words. And it wasn't till probably a couple of weeks afterwards when I was listening to all this music over and over and over again that I realized, you know, the potential significance for a song like that. I don't know if I converted or not, but and I'm not sure if that's what she was asking me to do, but maybe she was.
That's interesting. So maybe you converted, maybe you didn't. You're not sure what happened.
Maybe I did. Well, I didn't get up and, you know, get up in front of the church and, you know, publicly accept Jesus. So I definitely didn't in their eyes, but in some ways I kind of have.
Somebody here needs you, Lord. Somebody here, they need you, Lord. Somebody here need you, Lord, they need you right now. In the old folks' home, they need you, Lord. In the old folks' home, they need you, Lord. In the old folks' home, they need you, Lord. They need you right now. That motherless child needs you, Lord. That motherless child, they need you, Lord. That motherless child, they need you, Lord. They need you right now.
Michael Riley's CD is called Como Now, The Voices of Panola County, Mississippi. Steve Paulson spoke with him. Como Now was recorded live at Mount Moriah Church on July 22, 2006.